Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it is zero out in the state of Minnesota. We call it Minnesota because we got a little itty bit of amount of snow on the ground right now blowing around, which kind of makes it cozy if you're inside. But just think about this. 5 days ago, we were in Arizona and California, and within 3 hours of flying over the ocean, we were back in the state of Minnesota. Yes, Americans, we are back in the saddle here in the state of Minnesota, no doubt and sad to say, but we're here. Folks, I want to give you a heads up really quick. If you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to go ahead and check out that of our social media platforms, please do. That number is... Oh, I'm sorry, not that number, but the URL is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. You know, what's interesting is, I just shared this with you last week. I sincerely question anybody that is incumbent on the federal and higher up state levels in government as to how they got there. We just found out in the state of Minnesota that our integrity level as far as voter election goes is ranked number 8 in the country. We're that bad, right? And which goes to explain why we have a criminal and a communist Tim Walz in the people's seat right now with the helm in his hand to go ahead and create any thing that he desires out of thin air, because the people in the state of Minnesota, for the most part, don't know the difference. And just think about that. There's 5.9 million people in the state, and they're allowing one man to dictate all of this lawlessness, along with his buddy Keith Ellison, who over there, both of them, by the way, in unison, desire 200 to 300% Muslim migration into Minnesota as well. And only to add insult to injury, friends, we just found out that they have another Muslima, a woman Muslim, that has now become the mayor, the first mayor woman from Somalia, bringing her culture in with her. She's the first mayor female from Somalia, the Middle East, as the new mayor of St. Louis Park, Minnesota. I'm not making this up. So you are slowly and incrementally being taken over by foreigners. Now with the federal government opening the borders wide open, now you're a border state no matter where you're at. But again, I've been blowing this trumpet for a long time, Ezekiel 33, verse 3, as well as warning you of the judgments of God. And I think of Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, where it says, as I rejoiced over you to do you good, I'll also rejoice over you to do you evil. And the fact of the matter is, folks, that's where America's at right now. And I don't care about all these women false prophets coming out right now talking about how things are going to get better when Donald Trump is in office. I don't care about all that nonsense. Apparently, they don't understand 1 Corinthians 10:34 when it tells the women to be silent in the church. That's what it means right there. And there's a whole lot of that stuff going on right now as well. And that's therein lies the problem right there. It's the front door of the American church and how they have failed the test to be the moral compass of society. It all falls to the church. And I'm taking full responsibility for that and doing my best to right the wrongs the best way that I can by the grace of God that's been given unto me. Period. Period. But it's amazing what the people in this country will tolerate. And I'm not just talking about people that watch me. I'm not talking about just people that listen to us. I'm talking about people that I know. They all complain about the problem, but you should see their personal lives, man. They live as if they're in a these issues that we're highlighting. They act as if we're talking again to a third world country when in fact we're not. Here's a matter of fact, case in point. Let me show you this on social media platforms. We have One American News just highlighting in Maine alone, brand new apartments for illegal immigrants unveiled, paid for by the state taxpayers. Now, just going back to what I've been telling you on this show, again, friends, and showing you how the Holy Ghost has been leading this ministry, Romans 8:14, not to my credit, but to his credit, as a yielded vessel. See, our strength concerning how powerful we are as Christians in this world is our yieldedness to Christ, because the Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world, in the book of 1 John. So with that aside, how many times did I tell the American people, how many times did I highlight, just in passing, concerning all of these brand new apartment buildings that were being put up just before the massive invasion took place into the country? It was all pre-planned, Americans. Haven't you seen this? Haven't you been paying attention to what's going on and who's responsible for what's going on here? Yes, it falls to the American people. But it's all pre-planned. Remember what Roosevelt said, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Well, that's why you have all of these brand new buildings being put up all over the country. Folks, it's not just in Minnesota. I've seen it in Arizona. I've seen it in California. I mean, they are some nice apartment buildings, and they're all sitting there empty for the time being. And they're all sitting there empty for the time being. And also, one of the things that I highlighted was what was right next to those really nice apartment buildings is those long, three-block-long corporate buildings being put up right next to them, right next to the 15-minute cities that Donald Trump is promoting right now. If you want to look to him, I'm pointing the finger as to who the responsible party is, doing the biddings of Klaus Schwab again, just like he did, now that we all know that he's the father of the vaccine, right? Understand, folks, that was Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates' call, and yet he went right with it. And I'm not laying it all on Donald Trump. It's a reflection of the American people, folks, for what they'll put up with. But the point is that I want to make is it's interesting that the conservatives of the day are the ones pushing all of this propaganda. All of this propaganda. Okay, and the things that I just highlighted, they're the ones. I get 200 to 300 emails every day. It's the conservatives that are pushing this nonsense, friends. Yesterday's liberals, pay attention to who's promoting the agenda. Because as you call out the left for their crimes, you fail to look at, as you swallow the gnat, I'm sorry, you strain at the gnat and swallow the big camel when it comes to today's conservatives. They're the ones pushing the agenda more than what you would call the left. Serious stuff. We're going to come right back to this. I'm going to continue on in this thought. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on TheForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just going online right now trying to pull up some information for you. And all of the nonsense and propaganda just on the ministry is incredible, folks. Tell the truth. You want to see what they're going to try to do? They're going to try to make you out to be the liar. But you better pay attention to Scripture, friends, to understand this is what the devil himself does. Read Revelation 12:10 when you get a moment. He accuses you of what he's guilty of. I was just highlighting the fact that right now everybody's being, the conservatives of the day are the ones that are promoting this agenda more than anybody. As a matter of fact, they're teeing up Donald Trump's second run for president. And isn't it interesting how Donald just kind of calls his own shots, doesn't have to show up to any of these debates? Nope. Because all of his worshipers, by the way, and we covered this at the beginning of the week, talking about political idolatry and the way that they put this man up in such a way that defines blasphemy to a T. And most people are going to say, well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, let me go ahead and find this for you because this is live radio. And I want you to see for yourself, this is going to get you very angry. If you're a Christian and you truly serve Christ, you are going to be angry at about what I'm ready to show you here. Because, again, this is the kind of stuff that you just cannot make up. And I'm almost wondering if I even have it available anymore. And if I don't, do forgive me. I'm trying to pull up some stuff that I've had up all week. Concerning some of these issues and some of these topics that we've been covering over the last couple days. But I'm trying to pull it up right now in hopes of finding exactly what I'm wanting to show you. Matter of fact, what I'll do, friends, is I will If I can't find it right now, I will. Tim Brown had it. I think he played it on his show at the beginning of the week, and it was talking about how God made Donald Trump. Did you guys see this? Okay. It was absolutely incredible that anybody would give a pass to that. If I'd have been Donald Trump, I'd have been the first one denouncing it. But, of course, a narcissist, he loves that, just like his father, the devil, Isaiah 14. And go ahead and start in verse 12, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. But I'm still looking for this, and I'm going to see if this is it right here, because I want you to see it. And if I can't find it right now, then what I'll do is I'll go ahead and dig it up for you during the next break here, so you can see for yourself exactly what is going on. Okay, so you know what? I can't find it right now. And hang on. Donald Trump right now, by the way, is selling pieces of his mugshot suit. I don't know if you guys seen this or not. Again, one of those things that you just can't make up. Thank you, Tim. Totally appreciate that. Tim just sent it over to me, and I want you to see this for yourself. This is pretty incredible. If you have not seen it, I'm going to go ahead and play it for you right now. If we can get some sound, of course. So we'll just go ahead, and we'll try this again. And we'll go ahead and try to do this again, and I think we got it. Here we go. Check this out, folks. If you have not seen this, this is the definition of blasphemy.
And on June 14th, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God gave us Trump. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, fix this country, work all day, fight the Marxists, eat supper, then go to the Oval Office and stay past midnight at a meeting of the heads of state. So God made Trump. I need somebody with arms, strong enough to rustle the deep state, and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to ruffle the feathers, tame cantankerous World Economic Forum, come home hungry, have to wait until the First Lady is done with lunch with friends, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon, and mean it. So God gave us Trump. I need somebody who can shape an axe, but wield a sword, who had the courage to step foot in North Korea, who can make money from the tar of the sand, turn liquid to gold, who understands the difference between tariffs and inflation, will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, but then put in another 72 hours. So God made Trump. God had to have somebody willing to go into the den of vipers, call out the fake news for their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips, and yet stop. So God made Trump. God said, I need somebody who will be strong and courageous, who will not be afraid or terrified of the wolves when they attack. A man who cares for the flock, a shepherd to mankind who won't ever leave nor forsake them. I need the most diligent worker to follow the path and remain strong in faith and know the
belief strong in faith
and country. Somebody who's willing to drill, bring back manufacturing
strong in faith.
American jobs, farm the lands, secure our borders, build our military.
Yeah, all nonsense. All nonsense.
Finish a hard week's work by attending church on Sunday.
The opposite is true, folks.
And then his son turns and says, Dad, let's make America great again.
Yeah, exactly. Kenny Buzz, you're exactly right.
To be the envy of the world again. So God made Trump.
Okay, so that's pretty insane, folks. It truly is, and we covered that at the beginning of this week. Everything you heard, everything he's accredited for, the opposite is true. I'm not going to go down that road today, but I am going to show you this because, you know, as we're under attack by this criminal, treasonous administration right now, not just the federal government, but also the governors throughout the United States of America, do keep in mind who handed all of this over. Remember, instead of draining the swamp, he never did none of that, did he? No, as a matter of fact, the night before he left office, he granted clemency to criminals, felonious criminals, to the equivalent of 143 of them. Remember his first National Security Act, his first said legislative act? Did you know that all that money, friends, the trillions of dollars, did you know that that money went to our foreign enemies? I just wanted to highlight that because I want to make clear that you understand what's going on. And while you were told that Donald Trump was building the wall, remember, again, it started out at $4 billion, then it went to $5 billion. Every interview he did, it kept going up. Then it went to $10 billion, then it went to $12 billion, then it went to $25 billion, only to find out that wall that was so easy to build that Mexico was going to pay for, he sends in little Judas, Luke... I'm thinking of 22:48, where he kissed the Son of Man in betraying him. Remember, he sends in his little Judas to tell the American people that we're going to pay for it, and then Mexico's going to pay us back for the wall. You all do understand that not one inch of brand new wall was ever created, right? I just want to make clear you all understand that, okay? No. Not one square inch of wall was ever created, brand new wall. It was refurbished wall, 100 miles of it, but there was not one piece of brand new wall ever created. What happened to all that money? I'm just curious. And remember, it was going to be so easy to make the or build the wall. Remember that was his. That's another video I have as well. But that was another one of his pitches. But is that what he did? Nope, just the opposite. This is the guy the conservatives are trying to put back into office. Okay, so we can do more damage to the country. Not making America great again, but doing just the opposite. And for those that don't know that Ronald Reagan, remember that that was his campaign slogan as well, make America great again? You do understand that Reagan was doing a lot of the same things that Donald Trump is doing today. And I got that at firsthand information from sitting with a judge that sat on Richard Nixon's board. He was friends with Ronald Reagan. I just again, we're not giving you hearsay here, but look at this, friends. Let's go back to this. So brand new apartments are being made for illegal immigrants. These brand new apartments are being created around something called 15-minute cities, by the way, which Donald Trump is promoting. Okay? Just wanted to make clear that you understood this. And then what's also interesting is Christian Post, by the way, beware of that outlet as well. But look what he's doing. If he's not on the campaign trail, telling everybody in the country that Joe Biden is committing the act of treason, he's guilty of all these crimes, one has to ask the question, Donald, then why didn't you prosecute him when you had the time to do it? It's the same thing with the Clintons. I don't know if you've seen this or not, neither, friends, but the Clintons were just out there with Gavin Newsom out in Mexico during this whole Epstein unload. Well, they're sitting around in a circle spending $2,000 to $18,000 a night for condos, staying in luxurious condos in Mexico, laughing at the American people, biting onto the hook, drinking the cup that the mainstream media is giving them. Does Bill Clinton, does Hillary Clinton seem worried about what's going on? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Look at this. Going back to the point, ChristianPost.com, Trump blasts Bedlam of Biden administration, promises mass deportations at Iowa town hall. Remember, folks, this is the same guy that told the American people he was going to prosecute. He was going to bring forth a special prosecutor to deal with Hillary Clinton. But do you also remember 41 seconds into that conversation, Donald Trump turned on those that put him in office, allegedly, right, and said to him that America, quote unquote, owes Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to the country, and then asked after he became the president, why was he threatening the Clintons? He said, that was just political talk. It's what the people wanted to hear. We're going to take a quick break and get back to more of the information that...
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. update.
We begin this Saturday with the nightmare weather conditions in Iowa, snow and freezing temperatures in the state that is literally the center of the political world for the next few days ahead of the caucuses come Monday. All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather conditions. Nikki Haley telling reporters,
"This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can."
In other news, President Biden calling the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The Department of Defense says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, which is backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months now. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, one of the things that I like to do here on the show is always bring you the information. I love when I can always get the information where you can actually see for yourself what they had to say about it. And I just happened to find it. So I want to go ahead and share this with you. Excuse me, really quick. And then I'm going to take that phone call from Minnesota here in just a moment. But I want you to check this out. This is Donald Trump promising to put up the wall. And then I want to piggyback that with what's happening today in your country, okay? So let's get to this
Congress
really quick.
Congress must fund the border wall.
Remember this?
I will build a great, great wall, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Mark my words.
The wall's going to get built, folks. Just in case anybody has any question, we need the wall. We get the wall. We're going to have a wall.
The wall's happening.
Build that wall. Build that wall. On day one, we will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
So I'd love not to build the wall, but you need the wall.
Building it? Not negotiable.
We have no choice. We have to close down our government. We're building that wall.
A wall without personnel there means nothing.
Those of us that know that border are going to be with Donald Trump.
I'm not a wall along the entire border.
So of course I disagreed with him because I was running against him.
The new giant wall makes no sense whatsoever.
Are you okay with $25 million for the loan?
Whatever it takes.
Remember, we're not going to pay for that.
We are going to finance the secure fence.
See how the construction all flipped.
You can't get Mexico to pay for the wall.
You, of course you can.
Do you have any doubt that I will get them to pay for the wall?
We will build the wall as sure as you are standing there.
As sure as you're standing there. 100%.
100%.
100%.
Who's going to pay for the wall?
Who's not going to pay for the wall? Vermont.
It now appears clear U.S. taxpayers will have to pay for it up front.
See how it
flips? What is your plan? That's not clear at all.
So the American taxpayer will pay for the wall at first.
All it is we'll be reimbursed. Mexico. We'll be reimbursing the United States. It'll be.
This is a politician, friends, and he's a bad actor.
We didn't discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall. I will build the greatest wall that you've ever seen.
I want a gorgeous wall.
And you do a beautiful, nice precast plank with beautiful everything. Just perfect.
What's it going to be made out of? What are the walls going to be made out of?
It's going to be made of hardened concrete, and it's going to be made out of rebar and steel.
I'm talking about a wall. See that ceiling up there? Higher. We're thinking about building the wall as a solar wall, and we're going to have a door in the wall.
If they ever get up there, they're in trouble, because there's no way to get down. Maybe a rope.
It's not a fence. It's a wall.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be some fencing.
Mexico will not pay for the wall. Could we have your comment?
They said yes.
The wall just got 10 feet taller.
10 feet taller. 10 feet higher.
Higher. Higher.
Yep, and
higher.
Regardless if he produces or not, his worshippers just blindly rally behind him.
Probably $8 billion. It's going to cost $10 billion.
The wall's going to cost $10 billion. Maybe 12.
We're putting down $25 billion for the wall.
And who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? I've never done that before. That's actually cute. I've never done it.
Okay, so you've seen him flip-flop. Well, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And again, I don't mean to spend so much time on this, but it's absolutely amazing. And it's pertinent information for the American people to understand that it's the conservatives of the day that are driving this agenda. They're driving him back into office. Okay, we're going to get to some more information that also applies to what we're talking about here with Trump and where this is going to go if the American people don't put a stop to what is in fact happening. We got Casey calling in from the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Casey?
DC, and I'm just saying that you're absolutely right. Trump is a false flag, and they just put people in such despair they'll buy this garbage. And yep. All we can do is tell everyone we meet, this is garbage. Tell how he said he'd put Hillary and Clinton in jail, and he never did. He never meant to. He goes to the WEF. And so we have to be honest with people. They can't worship a guy like him. It's Jesus Christ only. Sorry.
Amen. There's nothing to be sorry about. That's who we are. We know who we are. That's our Christian heritage. That is the father of who we are. And I'm talking about his son, Jesus Christ, the father, the son, and the Holy Ghost. We know who established this country through our forefathers. So there's absolutely nothing, Stacy, to be ashamed of in any sense of the word. And you already know that. So I'm just high-fiving you here, sister.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Totally. So let's get back to this, friends. If you want to know why this is going on, well, the wall's built, right? Well, at least that's what Donald Trump told us. No wall was ever built. And now we have brand new apartments for illegal immigrants. And notice how they put illegal migrants, some say aliens, or undocumented. No, they're illegal. And they're being paid for by the state taxpayers. I also wanted to highlight the fact that, friends, did you see the crimes that are coming in that we tried to warn you of concerning the illegals coming into America? Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I played the video for you of an individual that crossed into America from the southern border, and in the process of doing that, he was so emboldened and brazen to come into New York City and on camera try to assault this woman. Did you all see that? Yeah, we played it for you. And then we found out just recently, we have found that in New York City, some of these illegal immigrants coming into America are stabbing each other to death. And not only that, but folks, what really gets to the core of, concerning the topic of illegal immigration into this country right now is it's a perfect exhibition of what you tolerate in politics because they're the ones advocating for this. But I want to highlight one thing because we tried to cover this with Tommy Robinson and warning America what's coming with it if you don't put a stop to it. Well, just this last week, I believe Tim Brown put up on sonsoflibertymedia.com where two Muslims decided to go into New York City and just go ahead and rape our women. I am here to tell you right now, like it or lump it, it matters not. I am not going to stand by and allow that kind of stuff to happen in my country or to my people. It is not going to happen on my watch, folks. And it's absolutely amazing, friends, that you are allowing your said representatives on the federal and state level to allure these people in and commit crimes against your family members. And to stand down and watch it happen blows me away, to say the least. I also wanted you to see this, friends, and I'm not going to play the video, but it's horrifying. They're finding, and we've already known of this, drugged up children are being trafficked at the border by single adult men. You know what these little kids are asking for? They're asking for help. These little kids are being sold off. They're being enslaved for whatever usage they can find, because Americans have been given a green pass to the sodomite agenda. You see it in federal government, who's advocating these crimes against children. We've highlighted this for the last 25 years. In high schools, as well as in colleges, as well as in tea parties, and then Americans sit back and say it just can't be true, and all the while looking at the heads of military branches where there are full-grown men with dresses on that are leading up their military branches. And then they sit back and have the audacity to say, why and how could this be happening in America today? Their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. I'm here to tell you, I am not going to stand back and watch this sort of stuff happen to our kids. Those little people are crying out for help, and they have nobody to help them. They have nobody to help them. They're being sold off, trafficked at the border with the full consent of your federal and state governments. Oh, they'll say, of course they denounce it publicly, but behind closed doors, look what they're responsible for. And don't tell me it's not happening, because yesterday I shared with you, friends, about how Brian Bender, Boston Globe reporter, got on the television program with us about 12 years ago, I'm guesstimating. And he told us that during an ICE investigation, they found that 5,000 members of the Department of Defense were downloading child pornography. And now what do? They set up agencies, the federal government does and the state government does, like the FBI. They create programs called Operation Pacifier. So what they do is they take child pornography, which, by the way, I have never seen a day in my life, nor do I intend to ever see it a day in my life. And what they do is they take it and then they append it to their political opposition, and then they accuse them of crimes that they themselves are guilty of. That's what you're dealing with. That's what you're submitting yourself to. Wasn't it Ben Franklin that said, you make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour? Yep, that's exactly what he said. And that's exactly what's happening today. But don't worry about it. Donald Trump promises that when he gets back into office, he's just going to go ahead and deport all of them. You know, it's interesting. Back in the 50s, we had something called Operation Wetback, where it was under President Eisenhower, I believe, or Truman. Hang on a second. I'm going to just go ahead and pull this up so I don't stand corrected. Wetback, and what they did is they took all the illegals that came into America, and they rounded them up, and they exported them back to the country as to where they came from. Now, as I'm looking at this, I'm just trying to figure out which president was in charged during this particular time. I was under the impression that it was actually Eisenhower or Truman, and I lean more to Truman than I do Eisenhower, but that's where I can stand corrected. That was Eisenhower. It was Eisenhower back in 1954. It was called Operation Wetback. All of that which is going on in your country today, friends, is completely advocated for. It's all purposed, okay? Again, just trying to get you to think in a way that you haven't thought before. I'm going to come back on the other side, and I want to share a video with you concerning a police officer that is coming out and blowing the whistle on January 6th. Former Capitol police officer speaks out. Okay? We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, also beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, subscribe, and again, if you want to call in, please do, stick to the topic, we've got much to cover, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I got to tell you, folks, just going back to this really quick concerning those little guys and those little girls that are being trafficked at the border. How is it that the American people have become so desensitized as if to suggest to themselves that they're somehow it's acceptable what's happening by their said representatives? You know, I had a friend earlier who had said to me, I sent some stuff from the 10th Amendment Center, which, by the way, those guys do some great stuff over there. And in the process of that, where the question was, where have the American people become so desensitized as to believe that politicians can, in essence, live out their tenure within the time lot? And time slot of their 10 years in office, and the only way to actually deal with them is to wait it out and then vote them out. Where have they come up with this nonsense? I mean, you have, and all of you Donald Trump worshippers, Acts 12:22, Donald Trump is calling out the treason of Joe Biden more than anybody. But Donald's not in jail, number one. And number two, Joe Biden's not in jail. So instead of seeing someone brought to justice, which guards our liberty, that's all we see them doing is playing off of each other. Just like I've continuously highlighted on the show. Smoke and mirrors, nothing more, nothing less. Now going back to my point, where have the American people become so ignorant as to believe that any sitting president or anybody in office, I care not, regardless of the office, I care not what it may be, the question is where have you taken on that they have a right to do what they want to do for the tenure of time that they've been allotted without repercussion or consequence if they break their own oaths? Numbers 32, Deuteronomy 23:23. 1-866-582-9933. Where have you come up with this? I'll tell you where you've come up with it. From the mainstream media. From the mainstream media, once again, that you don't believe in. You have every provision found in the U.S. Constitution to deal with the President of the United States, legislative, judicial, executive office, all the way from the top to the bottom. If anybody in office so much as lies, commits the smallest of infractions called misdemeanors, they can be impeached, and they can, once impeached, be prosecuted for their crimes. And how many times, even after just saying this now, I'll look down and I'll see that the excuses that men make, and their excuses are unfounded. Unfounded. Well, let me ask you something, folks. Donald Trump's calling out Joe Biden for treason. Where's the Department of Justice to deal with him? Where are all these illegal, unconstitutional agencies? Why are they not dealing with Joe Biden and his acts of treason? Because they're a part of the club. That's why. Right? Isn't it interesting how we've been led to believe that they can do the wrong thing, but they can't, and nor do they have the power to do the right thing? That's what they want you to swallow. That's what they want you to drink. They want to neutralize their opposition by believing everything that they tell you, when I'm here to tell you they don't have the constitutional authority to implement 98 to 99% of the things that they're throwing on the American people right now. And this isn't anything brand new. Americans, let me say it again. You have provision to deal with the likes of criminal Joe Biden. You have the provision to deal with anybody in office found in the U.S. Constitution to lawfully deal with them in impeachment and in prosecution. And let me go back. I was just talking about what's going on the borders. Did you know that all the crimes that are being committed by illegals that have been drawn into America by your said governors and federal and state governments, let me bring them together in unison. Do you realize that the crimes that the illegals are committing against the American people, did you know that those that are responsible for alluring them into the country are responsible for the crimes of those illegals that they brought in? That's federal law. That's federal law. But you know what? Most Americans, what they do is they just live their lives and act like it'll never happen to them. And you know how ministries are born? When it does happen to them. And you can rest assured, folks, it's coming. Amos 6:3. You can rest assured, it's coming. When I was in Arizona, I seen 20 to 25 illegals huddled up at the airport. When I went over to San Diego on the way out, there's probably about 20 to 25 illegals huddled up. People say, how do you know that they were illegals? Every one of them had a backpack. Every one of them had brand new clothes. Every one of them had a little pass in their hands. And guess who's giving them those $5,000 gift cards? Federal government. Guess who's giving them those brand new phones? Federal government. Guess who's giving them free airplane tickets? Federal government. And as I shared with you when I got back from San Diego, what was really bothersome about it is I was sitting there watching a bunch of foreigners as TSA agents violating our Fourth Amendment rights, completely unconstitutional, therefore rendering it null and void. It's an illegal act, As we Americans are being vetted every step of the way, the illegals don't have to prove a thing. And guess who's paying for all of this illegal activity? You are, Americans. You are. You're paying for it all. You're paying for it all. Let me go back to what I was highlighting. Where are they deriving all of this authority to go ahead and implement that which violates our law? The burden of proof is on them, is it not? It's not on us, it's on them. Hey, by the way, for people on social media platforms, did you know how it just dropped 40 people again, just instantaneously? It seems that I hit certain talking points and all of a sudden more traffic drops really quick. Ugh. It's another food for thought. It's another rabbit trail maybe I should bring you down. You know, I was listening to a guy named Andrew Tate for about 5 minutes, for the time that I could stomach the guy today. And he said some good things, but he was talking about how in every step, I'm making a different point, I'll come back to this point, but he was talking about how him and his brother were basically offered to go up into the upper echelon of all that's offered to them by the Illuminati. This is in essence what he was saying. And he was talking about how if you don't sell your soul, then you're not going up. And much of what he was saying was absolutely true. And he said, and if you don't go along with it, you're going to be censored and you're going to be suppressed and all this other stuff. Alex Jones does this too. And I thought to myself, but wait a second. Andrew, you're not being censored. Answer, you're not being suppressed. Hey, folks, Ben Shapiro, same thing. Candace Owens, same thing. Isn't it interesting how they just get all these congressional hearings at will? How they get all these colleges all over the country and how it's so easily accessible to them to get into the college? Why is everything so accessible to them? How come they're not being censored? Hey, folks, and I'll say it again for the thousandth time. If you want to know who the real deal is, that's all you have to do, is go and see how censored and how heavily censored they really are. You know, some people will say, well, Bradley, you just said Alex Jones, too. Well, I did say Alex Jones. Yeah, I did. But I'll tell you what, Alex Jones doesn't have anything on this ministry. And not a thing. Isn't it interesting how the CIA operative, Tucker Carlson, that most people don't know that is a CIA operative, that makes hundreds of millions of dollars off their ignorance, to go ahead and promulgate and to convey message to you and messages to you that only that they want you to have? Notice how they never bring the resolve in constitutionally, which is premised on the Bible. No, they never do that. No, that should tell you who they're working for and what team they're a part of, advertently or inadvertently. But going back to Alex Jones, isn't it interesting? Everybody thinks Alex is under attack too, but isn't it interesting that now we have Tucker Carlson pulling Alex Jones out? Alex isn't being demoted. He's being promoted. And this all started when Alex met Donald Trump. Just ask David Knight, who worked with him. He'll tell you. I wish people would think about what's going on here, folks. We're always constantly making reference to the Bible and to the constitutional resolve on the show. We are constantly being censored. We are constantly being suppressed. We are constantly, no matter where we go, we are being harassed constantly. And don't think for one moment it's not happening. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Where do they derive all of that authority to go ahead and attack and harass and censor and suppress anybody that tells you who we are rather than what they want you to believe we are? Can somebody show me where they derive that authority, please? Because I want to see it. I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to get to that video concerning this police officer that's speaking out on January 6th. So you can all come to the realization that that was all started.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.